Today's shiur of Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Lamed Tes, and we are up to Sif Dalet. Ein Donin. So the Shulchan Aruch says now one is not allowed to din, adjudicate on Shabbos. Belachain, therefore the Ramah says, Haya Asur Litvois Lachnis Lebeit HaSoar. It's Asur to go ahead and catch someone and put him in jail. Mishnah is chayev, someone who's chayev is a onesh, some type of onesh, kidei shelo yivrach, in order to keep him from running away. B'chol shekein, and kal v'chomer, she'asa la'al kolso, and also for sure you cannot go ahead and give him malchus, tahavi b'chal din, which is all part of din. B'im yivrach ein aleinu klum. And if he runs away, if he flees, we are not liable for anything, because you're not allowed to have and engage in din on Shabbos. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan yud aleph ein dunin haynu. This means afilu dinei mamonis, even when there are claims between balei dinin, monetary claims, we cannot judge those cases. Shema yavoli deksiva, because when you do dinei mamonis, you might come to writing. Ruh adin nami desidur hatainos levad. Just going ahead and arranging the claims lefnei hadayonim in front of the judges, arranging each other's claims. Gam kein aser shema yichdevu hadayonim, because the Dayanim, if they go ahead and take the claims and sit down and take the claims of each of the litigants, they might come and write the Divrei Hatano Seyan, their claims. Aval likbo ulatzi advarim, but for someone to go and make a general a general claim, such as going ahead and screaming that someone did something wrong and bringing something out into the open, even Kigon Tainas Besulim, making a general claim and coming out that you have a Taina of Besulim against your wife that you just took, Mutter, that would be okay. Kimasha Kasuv Ben Ezra, Simon Samich Bez, Vesikein Ragmahash, Elol Vatel Hatamid, and there was a takana that was made not to go ahead and the mevatel tamid. What does that mean? Hainu atzilah kvua betzibur be'akneses b'shabbos. That means the tefilas atzibur that they had established in every community on Shabbos. So the tefilah betzibur on Shabbos should not go ahead and be canceled in lo shebita al kvar gimel pamim b'chol, unless there was some type of issue and great case that had to be dealt with, and they already three times during the week were mevatel the tefillah b'tzibur during the week because of this great case that was going on in the community. The lo hoila didn't help. So then, even on Shabbos, they'd be able to be mevatel the davening in order to deal with such a case. O b'shvil tainos hakal, or if there was some great tainos of the kahal that had to be addressed on Shabbos. But once again, actual din was not allowed. It was also to actually sit down bidin, although there could be general claims made and brought out into the open. The actual din and dinei Torah, dinei mamonis, and even dinei malchus, etc., would not be able to be dealt with on Shabbos. Yud beis dahavi. Now, why is Malchus Asur on Shabbos? So besides it being din, Gam Yachal Lavo Lidei Chabura b'Shabbos. This definitely point can come, if it is Malchus, it would be Chabura on Shabbos, which is Asur. Malacha. Chabura is either Malacha of Tilas Neshama, or of, according to the Rambam, it's the Malacha of Dosh. Sif Katan Yud Gimel. So he says that Malchus is Bichlal Din. So comes the Mishnah Berurah, and he says as follows: Isav Yushalmi. It says in Yushalmi, Amad Iksiv says on the pasuk, Lo Sivaru Eish Bechol Moshe Sechem. Now they go ahead and kindle a fire on Shabbos. Mikan LeBateidinim. From here we see that Bateidinim should not be done on Shabbos. Hainu Misha Haya Mechuyev. Someone who is Mechuyev Misa V'Mei Akadmonim. Okay, in the olden days, namely Avara. That was a type of Mises Bezdin. So Gilsa Torah Delayani Shuv B'Shabbos. And the Torah reveals that you should not go ahead and punish someone, give them an onesh on Shabbos. And here we learn the same as applied to all onesh is not given on Shabbos. And the Mechaber starts out originally with Dine Mamanis, the Bezeh, Gamkein, Asr, Midrabban. That's also Asr, Midrabban, Kedomel Elbis, of Kotin Yudalev. The Issa, the Sefer Achinuch, and we have in the Sefer Achinuch where it says, Atam, Sheratza Kodesh Baruch, the Chavei Yom Zeh, Sheyimtsubu Bo, Akol Menuch, Hashem wanted to give Kabbalah to Shabbos, that everyone should find rest. Gam, Hachotim, Bachayavim, even those that are sinners and Achayiv, Mashal, etc. So even the those that are sinners, Hashem wanted to give rest on Shabbos. They'll get their due in court the next day, obviously. And if they run away, then you're not liable because you weren't allowed to give them din. The aim the chalze, however, he says what's not included in this is if someone wants to run away, if he wants to run away in order to make his wife in aguna, then you can catch the guy and hold on to him, put him, lock him up. So he doesn't run away, his wife won't become an aguna. Also, you can accept edus from an ish mesukan, from someone who is on his deathbed. The car of lamus al isha shemeis baal. Let's say a guy is about to die, and he can give edus that a certain woman's husband died. And if he dies, we're going to be chayshesh. If he dies, shalom say achakach edus acher, so he won't find another edus that this woman's husband died. So then we'll be able to mekabel the edus from this dying person that this woman's husband died. Sifkatan. Back to Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch also says, "Velo mekadshin." Also, we don't have kiddushin. We don't do kiddushin on man does not have kiddushin with a woman on Shabbos. Hagad, the Ramah says, "V'yesh maktirin." The Ramah says that there are those that maktir allowed the kaddish kiddushin between Reuben and Leah, kiddushin between man and woman. Hecha de'ein lo isha ubanim. When the man, when Reuben doesn't have a wife and kids, there would be, according to Yesh Matirin, they would allow Kiddushin even on Shabbos. And the Ramah continues, V'efshar duhu adin echnisa l'chuppah shari. And he says it's possible that even allowing a chuppah would be okay on Shabbos. We'll see why a chuppah is more problematic. The Yafak av lo kaimal on hachi, even though we don't hold this way. And we hold he can't go ahead and do a Kiddushin or a chuppah. Bikom makom somchin al zeh. He says, still we're somech on this, b'shas hadchak, in a pressing situation where, for example, we'll see in a second, the reason why Shas HaTchak we would allow for the Kiddushin and the Chuppah, Gam Ki Gadol Kavod HaBrias, because Kavod HaBrias is great. What's the Shas HaTchak of Kavod HaBrias? What's the pressing need for Kavod HaBrias that they would allow a Kiddushin and a Chuppah? To Moshe Regil and Lefam Shaloi Yicholim Lahashim Olesim and Adunya. We have a situation where they wouldn't be able sometime to go ahead and agree upon the Nadunya, agree upon that which each family would give towards the marriage monetarily. And they wouldn't come to agreement beyom vav on Friday, ad halayla, until the night. The osin achuppah v'akidushin b'leil Shabbos. They would do the chuppah and the kiddushin even on Friday night when it's Shabbos. Oh, well, v'kvar hechinu l'suda, since they already prepared the suda, they prepared the nisuin, the suda for the nisuin and for the marriage. Avi biyush lekala ulechasan, and it would be a great busha for the kala and the chasan and lo yichnos oz if they did not go ahead and have the go through with the kiddushin and the nisuin and the marriage and the chuppah. And we come on the chatchila yesh zayir shlo yavo libekach. He says, however, the chatchila you should be careful not to come to this Shas HaTchak situation, and you should avoid having a Kiddushin and a Chuppah on Shabbos. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura on all of this. So he comes and he says here, Sifkat on Tezva v'lo Mekadshin, Gam Zeh Machmas Gzeira. This is also based on a Gzeira, Shema Yichtov. Kiddushin was based, the fact that you're not allowed to have Kiddushin on Shabbos was a Gzeira, maybe you'll come to right. Avalomitam, not for the reason do kikone kinyan b'Shabbos, but it's not for the reason that this is considered a kinyan on Shabbos. Dabi kiddushin levad below chuppah, because kiddushin itself without chuppah lo kana adayin liyarsha. There's no kinyan yet in terms of yerusha umetziyasa to be yerush her, or a kinyan in terms of being koner hametziyas and a maisi adayim maisi adeha. In other words, even though kiddushin is a maisa kinyan, it's not a kinyan that was part of any gzera of kinyan of mekachomemkar, b'chein imafilu hayu hakidushim ba'od yom. And therefore, he says, even if the kiddushin was by day, mevur b'machaber lekame the aser lachnisa lechupa, and the real kinyan is at the chupa, and therefore, even if the kiddushin was by day, you would not be able to go ahead and bring her into the chupa on Shabbos. What's the reason why chupa was aser? Because that was mamash kinyan. The ainu mitam dal yedei chupa, because based on the chupa, kone osa she. Is acquired by him, l'chol ha'dvarim ha'elu, all these things, the yarsha, mitziya, ma'isiyadea, and therefore, l'havi kemeka chomepka. Therefore, it's like a actual monetary transaction to asur b'shabbos. Again, kiddusha might be a kinyan, and a ma'isa kinyan, and it might even be a chalais kinyan. You go to the sugyas in kiddusha, but it's not meka chomepka, and therefore, kiddusha, the isur, is based on a shema yichto. Maybe you'll come to write. Nisuan is asur because it's mamish. The Gzeira of Mecha Chomemka, which was also a Gzeira Shema Yichto, but this is all part and parcel of the overall Chuppah, of the overall Gzeira of Mecha Chomemka. So the Ramah had said that, there were those who were Matir, Kiddushin, Hecha De'ein Lo Isho Banim, when there was no, when the man was not married, didn't have kids. And he says here, Buhu Adin the Yeshlo Banim. And the truth is, according to this opinion, even if he had kids, Ve'ein Lo Isha, and didn't have a wife, Gamkein Mutul Be'ezu, according to this opinion, it would be okay. Why? The mitzvah ka'av, because there's actually a mitzvah, Kida Amrinam Vamos, there's a mitzvah to get married, Mikar, Vaboyker, Zera, Ezarecha, Ul Erev, Al Tanach, Yadecha, his mamish, to be married, and to keep, even if you're ready, Yaitzei with Puravu, there's an Indian of getting married and having more kids, and the mitzvah there. So therefore, even if a person has a rabbi mekayim furavu, he still, if he doesn't have a wife, there would be a mitzvah. According to this opinion, you'd be able to have kiddushin. And then he says, "V'efshar du adin." It's possible even chuppah. So lomar apla yedei chuppah kaina osa l'kama dvarim. Even though by chuppah you kaina a woman for a number of things, like lomar el, and we said. It would be mamish part of mekach umemka chupa. Afilu hachi kevin less laisha ubanin. Since the person is not married, doesn't have kids, the yesh b'zeh mitzvah puravu, and he has a mitzvah puravu. Sphere like this opinion holds the yesh lahakel b'zeh. You could be mekel if there is no isha ubanin, even for nisuin. The Rama said even though lo kaimel on hachi, even though we don't hold like his opinion, but to lo my demikir adin, because he says this means that meikir adin kaimel on kashikas Rashi. Meikir adin we hold like Rashi. Bishare Rishonim and the other Rishonim like Rashi. The kiddushin, afa chupa, aser b'shabbos yom tov. Kiddushin and even chupa, we hold as aser sifkaton yud tes. So the Rama had said, hoil, since they already prepared the suda, so it would be a big busha. But to lomar the yesh hefseid rav ayideze, and also it would be a great monetary loss. Vayein b'chayyadam, and he says, check out the chayyadam. He says you should not be mekel and having a kiddush and nisuin on Shabbos. Rak im nishlamu hashlosha pratim. Only if you have these three critical details, meaning there are three requirements. Dahinu. What are the three requirements? Im lo kiyem, number one. Im lo kiyem purvu. Number one, that you only be mekel to have kiddushin and chuppah on Shabbos. If the couple has not yet, if the man has not yet been mekayim pruavu, right? Lo kiyem pruavu adayin, the yesh hefseid rav, and also there'll be a great monetary loss by not going through with the wedding. The gam biush, and it'll be a great busha for the chas of akala and lo yachnis if they did not go through with the wedding on that day. And lo yachnis as. Vayein mash kasadu the sifkat in tezayin, and see what we wrote in sifkat in tezayin, til das, or beltam, af the yesh lo banim, even if we saw there the opinion that. Even if yesh lo banim, kevan she'ein lo isha, even if there are kids and there's no wife, gam kein mitzvah, that opinion held that it was a mitzvah, ka'avid, you're doing a mitzvah, umutr, and therefore be mutter to get married. Efshar the sphere lay, it's possible the chayadam holds, ein somchen alav b'zeh, we're not someich on this opinion, meaning you need three full requirements of purvu, hefseid rav, and busha, in order to go ahead with such a wedding. However, he says, but If you can get it in by Ben Hashmashos, B'diyeved, you should not, you don't have to be Machmir, you could go through with the wedding. The Lo Gazru al Shvus, because there's no Gzeir al Shvus Ben Hashmashos, it's Orach Mitzvah, if it's for a Mitzvah, the Kulay Alma, according to everybody, Ach L'Chadchila, Yesh Zahar Miyod. However, he says L'Chadchila, you should be very careful, Shalol L'Acher Kol Kal, not to go ahead and push off, and postpone the wedding so far, so late into the day, Ki Kama, because he says, because there are many Averos, because if you push off the wedding until Friday night, many averos can come from this. Number one, total muktzah, the moving and carrying of muktzah of shulchan neros, of the candles that they have at weddings. The gam kama nashim hahochos lechuppah, and also you have situations where the women will after the chuppah. The women that when they go to the chuppah, they ma'achros zman hadlakas neros. The women who actually go to the chuppah will unfortunately postpone their lighting of Shabbos candles, umadlikos, and actually chas v'shalom light the bein hashmashos. The yoser tov hayashalol hadlikas klal, and it's better not to light during bein hashmashos at all. V'alkei manachon ma'od. How appropriate is then lemisha hayecholos biyado? Whoever could avoid shalol asos hadisum klal. Whoever could avoid any weddings, the Erev Shabbos on Friday, Bethlal, and Ubeprat, and specifically Samach and Chashecha, specifically in the late afternoon, Kiafim and Isuun Yebizman, because even if the weddings would be Bizman in the proper time, Akopanim Stayef is there, Oh, Kamat and Kulim, what can come from it is a whole bunch of other mess ups, you know, like we said before. Now, it should be pointed out, we've seen in earlier halachas, where there were matir bands at wedding parties on Friday night. So how did that happen? So it seems that clearly the minhag was at one time to go ahead and have, let's say, weddings on Friday, and then they would have the sudas chasam bakale after the kiddushin of the chuppah would be on Friday by day. They would go ahead and coincide the Shabbos suda with the sudas chasam bakale. They do it together. So that seems to have been a practice. But you see here, Mr. Brewer clearly says this is not a good thing, and we see today very rarely do we have these weddings, although you'll see sometimes a wedding on a Friday morning, but to have the whole Sudas, Chasan, Vakala on Friday night is something that we really don't see today too much, and we move on here. And again, you see that it was frowned upon by the Mishnah Berurah. Then the Mishnah Berurah ends off by saying, in the Sacher HaChuppah, HaShecha, what happens if you have a Chuppah on Friday, and it continues on into the evening and Shabbos, the day I shushbinin neros, and the shushbinin, the people walking with the candles at the chuppah, having their hands candles after kaimelon the mukta kaze kol zman shul biyado. Even though we hold it mukta, as long as it's in your hand, the person's hand molichol makom sheyirtzah, he can go ahead and he can carry it to the place where he wants because it's ready in his hand. Become makom hacha yitin neros like in Yehudi. Here, better to go ahead and give the neros to a guy. Whoever can go ahead and get rid of the muktzah from his hand, it's better to do that, and that's what should be done in such a situation.